Hi, Peter.
Hey, Jan. What's our topic for today?
Well, today I thought it would be good to talk about rubrics.
Oh, like the cube?
Not quite. The cube is meant to be a challenge, yeah, and rubrics are designed to make your life easier, at least when it comes to grading. Uh-huh. And they work in both classrooms and online.
Oh, nice. Tell me more.
So, a rubric is a diagram that helps you with grading. It shows what aspects of an assessment you consider important to the grade, and it explains your standards for grading.
Oh, how does it work?
Okay. Imagine you wanted to have a party.
Okay.
Okay. And for some reason, who knows why, you wanted to be able to grade yourself on how successful your party was.
Oh, okay. I mean, we do work in education after
all. Not really. So what aspects of the party would you grade yourself on?
Well, I guess how good the food was. Mm-hmm. Did I invite enough people, but not too many?
Mm-hmm.
How was the music?
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's enough for now.
Okay. Okay. So we put these three items in the first column of a table. Okay? Our listeners are going to have to visualize this for now, but when we finish the rubric, we'll post it on this same podcast page.
Mm-hmm.
So now we want to think about how we know if our party was a success.
Okay. Let's see. So food first.
Uh-huh.
There was enough food for everybody, and almost all of it got eaten.
Right.
Let's see. Did I invite the right number of people? Well, they weren't too crowded in the space, but there were enough that the energy was lively.
Oh, yes. I've been at parties where I got in the door and I couldn't even move because there were so many people.
I hear that.
Yeah.
But also the music.
Were people dancing?
Yeah. And the music wasn't too loud, so people had to maybe shout to hear each other.
Yeah. Okay, so in the second column of the rubric, you'd put those three standards for a successful party. Now, what would a really bad party look like?
Okay, I got it here. So the food was terrible, or we ran out of food early, or both. and as you said, it was so crowded that you spent the whole time staring at folks' backs, or there were only three people who showed up, and we ran out of folks or ran out of things to talk about.
Right. And the music?
Let's see. Well, maybe nobody knew how to dance to the music I chose, or it was so loud we couldn't talk.
Okay, so we put those standards in the third column. And now you've got a rubric with two levels, a really successful party and a really terrible party.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a pass-fail party rubric.
Oh, I see. That's kind of fun.
Okay.
But what is a rubric really good for?
Well, imagine you're teaching a class on how to throw a good party. I mean, mm-hmm. you might.
Sure.
And you had 50 students,
mm-hmm.
so you get a grader to help you because you have 50 students. And the rubric makes sure that you and the grader are looking for the same qualities in all the parties that you assessed.
Mm-hmm.
You assessed by going to the parties, by the way.
Right.
It also guarantees that you're applying the same standards to party number 49 as you did to party number 1.
Oh.
So you can remember why you gave party number 1 a pass and you gave party number 12, say, a fail.
Uh-huh.
It keeps your grading consistent.
Oh, I see now. So, for example, if one of the students complains about a failing grade that they got, you could show them the rubric to
exactly.
help justify it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And you show your students the rubric before they even begin planning their parties so they know what the standards are for a good party.
Oh, okay. So a rubric, in a way, is kind of a blueprint for a successful assignment then.
Right.
Ah, okay. But, I mean, that sounds like a lot of work to make one, though, ahead of time, right?
I won't lie. It is.
Mm.
I admit it. It's a lot of work up front. But once you've created it, you can use it every time you teach the course. And in the long run, it really will save you a lot of time and effort.
Oh, I see.
And your instructional designer is, of course, happy to help you create an effective rubric.
Oh, okay. I mean, that definitely sounds like it's worth the effort to me.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah. And now, if listeners have questions or ideas for other podcasts, please let us know in the form at the bottom of the page. Bye for now.